Online Podcast 343.
Hello, ladies and gentle horse. Am I too loud? Welcome to Online Podcast. Ooh, Pookie. Ooh, girl. Install and relaunch. Anyway, welcome to Online Podcast. It is so fucking cold. It is so cold. Winter is here and it is speaking very loudly and rudely all over my body, my fingers, my neck, my face, my toes. I am so cold. Anyway, but whatever. I am prepared though. However, I went to St. Louis this weekend. Greg B. No, because I didn't tell you where I went though. I was on Twitter and I was sharing the damage that was done at H&M. And I bought a lot of stuff. I'll go into the details in a moment. However, I just want to let you know that I was in St. Louis this weekend and I bought stuff that is going to help me get ready for the winter. So I haven't purchased a jacket, like a coat, an outerwear for a while. That is like maybe 2 years. And, you know, I haven't had a new one for about 2 years. And you know, the trend, you know, has come and gone, and I haven't updated my outfit. And so I thought, since I've lost a little bit of weight, which we will not go into because that usually jinxes it, and I have new outfit and stuff, and well, not really new, but a bit of an updated sweater selections and such. I used to have like really baggy big sweater. Now I'm trying to find something because the skinny bitches fashion is in, so I have to. All the stuff has to be a little bit more tapered to the body. So I have updated some of my sweater selections, and jeans also is going very tight now. Well, not tight, but a little bit more of a skinny fit cut, you know. So I have been doing all those updating for the last few months, and now I sound so bitchy talking about this fashion thing. And so I thought, you know, maybe it's time to be looking out for a good outerwear. So I was just, you know, shopping the other day with a friend of mine shared a Korean store, which, you know, if you like Korean fashion, oh my God, to die for. Yes. Shit, what's it called? Yes Fashion. Is it Yes Fashion? Let me check. Is it Yes Fashion? Yes something, Yes Fashion, or Yes, is it Yes Fashion? Not Yes Fashion, shit, what is it called? Yes Style, yes, YesStyle.com. Mm-hmm. YesStyle.com, you can go there and check out all those cool Asian fashion, and it's really nice and stunning and delicious. I don't know why we don't carry this here in America. I am completely dumbfounded. Anyway, going back to my more important topic of fashion. Anyway, so I went to H&M this week. Oh, well, I went to St. Louis this weekend just for we were originally going to go to Oklahoma City, Bruce and I, and the plan sort of fell through because it was a little bit too far for our likings to have to drive. And also the hotel that we were going to stay with a good rate was fully booked on Friday. So we decided not to go, but still because we have both asked off from our part-time jobs and decided that we have the time. So we would actually go ahead and do something. So we went to St. Louis instead. It was really nice. We stayed in this hotel called Seven Gable or Six Gable, something like that. Seven Gables. Let me look it up. I'm such hard. So Six Gables. maybe it's Six Gables Inn. I think, oh, Seven Gables Inn, or Six Gables Inn. Something like that in St. Louis. Seven Gables Inn, I think. Seven, let me try it again. Seven Gables Inn. Hotel in St. Louis, yes, that's right. Seven Gables Inn, and it was really lovely. It was an old hotel, and very charming, and very extremely good service. Now, sometimes we forget, like for me at least, I like those really nice modern hotels that is very sort of you know, you rarely see any people who work there, you know? And so, you know, I kind of like that, you know, the privacy that you get. But this one, you know, you walk in and people know you by name, and it's very, almost homey. It's very good. I really, really like this hotel, Seven Gables Inn in St. Louis, in the Clayton area, or Parkwood or something like that. I don't remember what the neighborhood is. Anyway, if you're, I don't know if anybody's from St. Louis. I don't know. But I was talking to Greg B because I was showing off all the purchases that I've got at H&M, and we do not have an H&M here in Kansas City. That's why Greg B asked. And I'll come back to talking about Greg B in a moment. But I'll talk about the shopping first. So I bought two outerwears, one 50% off at the price of $70, which means it was like $35. Really nice wool jacket. It's like a bomber jacket, but funkier. It's black. I like the black or blue. I think it's black. And they're both black. They both look very somewhat similar, but different cut and different style. And then the other one is just a regular, like a peacoat style, not double-breasted. The other one's double-breasted. This one is not. The peacoat isn't double-breasted, but it's lovely. Oh my gosh. It has a very high neckline where I can button all the way up, or I can fold down as collars. And there are two extra buttons on the neck, so I can really cover it up really tightly. That sounds a bit naughty. But anyway, so very lovely jacket. So I was very happy. And I also had, just to get out of topic again, I realized last week I was so totally like not. Yes? Did you announce your arrival, boy? Can you say that again? You want to sit on daddy's lap? You want to come up? Come up? Yes, boy. Good boy. So Chiri absolutely misses us now. Oh, he's in my lap now. Yes. So, what was I talking about? I did not. Last week I was so, like, out of it with the whole podcast thing. And that's why it's called crap, right? But I realized that I didn't finish talking about my trip. So I'm going to have to go back sometime to finish talking about this, the stuff that I didn't really cover. Because I went back and looked at the pictures, like, oh, I completely missed this chunk. So I'm going to go back and do that sometime when I have the computer. I don't have the computer with me. Oh, boy, you're so sweet. Yes. I don't know if you guys can hear him. I'm going to turn off the compressor so you can actually hear him. See, boy? Yes. You purring? Oh. You're purring so loudly that he can hear you. Can you purr again? You're so good. All right. Okay, anyway, back to my normal setting. So I was in St. Louis for 2 weeks. What did I just say? For 2 days. And I was in St. Louis for 2 days, and I absolutely had fun shopping at H&M. I'm so distracted. So I had fun shopping at H&M. It was really nice, and we don't have one. So this is what happens. All their winter gloves, hats, scarves are all on sale. 50% off. So I went in there, and most of the scarves are not very, very expensive. They range somewhere from like $8 all the way up to maybe $25, the more expensive ones. And I think the most expensive one was probably, what, $15 to $16, I think. The one that I got six of them. So nice. And most of them were like $8. So it ended up costing like $4 for a chunky, chunky, thick, luxurious, really big 8 foot long scarf. So I really like that, and I bought many of them, six of them, like I said. One of them's for my brother, so five of them. One of these days I'll probably do a fashion show for all of you, but you'll probably see one of my jackets in my future photos. And so that's St. Louis. And going back to, oh no, that's H&M. I'm not going to talk about St. Louis too much, but it was lovely. It was a lovely getaway for Bruce and I. And okay, here's the thing. I'll talk about Greg now, and then I'll come back to the other thing. I was going to talk. Ooh, I'm everywhere. So, what was I going to talk about? I was going to talk about Nick Thomas, too. I am so slow with my podcast listening. I am just now catching up because, as you know, I am going gaga for Lady Gaga. So I've been listening to her albums a lot, and I haven't had time to really listen to podcasts. But let's talk about Greg B. Bing! Which, by the way, talking about the ding, I forgot to post I forgot to post Ding the Bell this Thursday. Whatever, next week then. There's always next week. Greg B. I was showing my Bruce the tweet. My Twitter, I think, and then I was replying to you, and you know he saw like Plan 9 or something, or you know your Twitter username. Greg, and he's like, hey, that's from whatever movie, blah blah blah. And so I said, oh yeah, this is the guy who also likes Train, and he you probably have a lot in common and things to talk about, and I would really like to meet Greg. So so we should get together, Greg. You know, you, me, and my partner, and or whoever you may have. Do you have a partner? I'm not sure. Do you have a boyfriend? I'm not sure. Anyway, so we will, let's get together sometime very soon. I know I'm a busy bitch, so that said, soon probably means before summer. I hope that's okay. And we'll get together. You probably know where I live anyway. And so, blah, 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 blah. What was I going to talk about? So you guys know I had an accident last week. Did I talk about that? Oh, did that happen this week? No, last week. Yeah, I did talk about that, right? I was on my way to get my prescriptions and exit the highway, and somebody hit me in the back and crushed my right bumper, and then pushed a little bit of the extended piece into the body of the car. It cost about $2,400 to fix. I don't have to pay for it because the person's who is at fault, because he's, you know, the one behind me and ran into me, his insurance is taking care of that, and so I don't have to pay. That's good. But oh my gosh, $2,300, and I'll be out of my car. So actually, I was actually a rental car since last Thursday, and because of our trip this weekend, we actually took the rental car to St. Louis. So that was nice. And you know what? I have had my car, Civic, Honda Civic, since 1999, and I got it new. But I have to say, I really enjoy not having a car payment, and I haven't had a car payment for years. So it would be difficult for me if I were to get a new car, and then if I have to, you know, unless I have money to pay cash and, you know, don't have a loan. But that's probably not going to be the case, because interest rate is relatively low, and I have no higher interest debt that I can finish paying. So it would only make sense to have at hand some cash. So even if I have, say, $15,000 to pay for my car, whatever, however much car costs these days, I don't even know. I probably wouldn't pay it full though. So anyway, I was just thinking out loud, just like every other part of this podcast, just spit. Anyway, can you hear my heater? That little whiny here, my hair. It's my heater in the background. So I'm going to turn on the compressor even more so you don't hear a lot of those. And so the car is in the shop. It's being serviced or being repaired. And so hopefully I'll have that back by the end of this week. We'll find out whether or not they manage to get it fixed in time. Boy, come on. And one other thing that I want to let you all know is, remember I talked about getting the Dr. Dre headphones? I don't know if I talk about that. Beats headphones. I returned them. Here's the reason. Yes, boy. He's on my lap and he's being a big snuggler. You know why I returned the Dr. Dre headphones, the Beats headphones? Beats Studio is what I got. Listening to my Lady Gaga, it's amazing. It's awesome. You get a lot of definition of different sound. The only problem is that it's too compressed or something. It's too processed, and therefore I cannot rely on those pair of the Dr. Dre to really do a recording, which is the whole reason why I want to get, because it's over ear instead of in ear, and I thought it's going to be a little more comfortable when I have long hours of recordings. Plus, I also learned that despite sounding really good, it's not really a good pair of headphones for inside the studio when you're recording, because it leaks a lot. And so it's almost like mini speakers coming off of the headphones. So I returned those pairs of headphones. So unfortunately, I don't have the only memory I have is the picture I took that I posted on Twitter and Facebook of me with my sunglasses enjoying by Lady Gaga. That I took about 2 weeks ago, whatever. So, however, because I have been looking for a pair of headphones, I also ordered for Christmas from Bruce a new pair, which are here. It's an Audio Technica headphones, and it's with my brother right now. It's in his car because I got those headphones shipped over to his office instead of my office. So I'll be getting those, and those are supposed to be great for recording in studio as well as mixing, which is crucial. I don't know, give me some feedback. I don't know about my recording. I don't know, is it loud enough? Is it too loud? Am I too crunchy? Like when I listen to Dr. Dre's headphones and listening to myself, I sounded too like overmodulated or something. It's just like a little bit distorted. I'm not sure if that's the case. I don't hear it at all using my Shure headphones right now, the in-ear headphones that I have had for many years. So anyway, let me know feedback on this new Tascam that I have. I still need to go outside and do an outdoor recording, even though now it's very cold. It's going to snow. It's going to have mixing rain and all that shit that I don't like of winter. So, oh, but we have a tree now, though. We have a Christmas tree. Bruce and I went out I work on Tuesday, so it must be Monday, and got a tree. And we only had time to... not Monday. It was Wednesday, yeah. We only had time to put up lights, and we haven't had time to put up the ornaments yet. So that, and then this weekend we're out, so it's going to be sometime this week nights that we'll be putting up ornaments on the tree. But, you know, we're getting all festive and all. Anyway, let me see. Last week, I know I whined a bit about my podcast and a little tired of not having stuff to say, blah, blah, all that shit. But I did have an epiphany moment that why don't I go back to my tweets to find what I want to talk about? Because usually, before I started tweeting, I would either make notes or forget things that I want to talk about in my podcast. And now that I have Twitter, I tweet. And of course, you only have like 140 characters to tweet. Those mostly are the gist of what I want to talk about. And wouldn't it be a good idea for me to just like go back 1 week and see what happens in my tweet, and then maybe recap or elaborate on those tweets? Perhaps that would be a good idea. I don't know. But this weekend is different because I actually did something and has more things to share. So I'm driving a Nissan right now. I'm driving a Nissan Sentra. And however, without car payment, yeah, I was talking about that. Yeah, without car payment, and then I jumped. Boy, your nose is very wet and cold. Boy, you good? So I like having no car payments. However, this cold weather, when I get into the Nissan Sentra, it is so much better insulated that I don't feel as cold as when I'm in my Honda Civic. So I'm really toying about getting a new car now. But it won't happen hopefully for another year, because this is what I'm planning on doing. I hope I manage to do that. And I think I've heard this from either, I don't know, I think it might have been Susie Orman. And, you know, she's my financial goddess, right? So, yes, bye-bye. What I want to do is to give myself a trial period to see if I would like to or enjoy having a car payment. So what I like to do is actually put in $300, even though it's not exactly it. It will probably end up costing me a little bit more than $300 for the car payment. About $350, maybe. Maybe I should do $350. I should put $350 or $300 into my bank account every month, into my savings account. And that would be my practice car purchase. And then not only for a year, not only will I get used to not having $350 less than usual, for a year, I would have collected the down payment, which I'm going to do it very quickly. $350 times 12 is $4,200. So I would have had $4,000 for down payment next year if I choose to get a new car. Isn't that a great idea? It's not mine. It's Susie Orman's or somebody's. I think it's Susie Orman's. But I think it's lovely. So you have the money to pay down payment plus whatever trade-in value that you have, and then you can get used to the car. You know, the idea that you don't have $350 extra per month. I think it's a marvelous idea. And yeah, so oh yeah, talk about that. Oh, by the way, there's one thing. Good thing I wrote this down. Bye. I have the P.O. box. You know, I used to have a P.O. box, and I no longer have that because I think last week I talked about... Did I talk about that? I don't remember now. Maybe I did talk about it. I don't remember. I may have touched on that, but whatever. The last time I went to the P.O. box, it was completely gone. Like, they changed the lock because I haven't been making payments at the post office. And then I guess they took my deposit and replaced the lock. So I no longer have a P.O. box. Whatever. That's fine. I don't use it anyway. And, yeah. Oh, South Korean fashion, I did talk about that. Twitter inspiration, they talk about car and shop, Neo Wardrobe. Why did I write down Neo Wardrobe? Oh, yeah, I did talk about that too, Neo Wardrobe, with my new coat and everything. Perfect, so everything I put down, anything I put down will be... So this is kind of like, you know, I've realized just on the way driving back from St. Louis that I have two kinds of podcasts. One is when I just talk about what I did, when there are events in my life. And sometimes I talk about more philosophical things, deeper things, things that is a little bit more thought-provoking. And the thought-provoking ones tend to be more of my preference because it gets me, to, you know, gives me the space, the time, the opportunity to think and to think aloud. And it's very cathartic for me and also very therapeutic, as well as challenge myself to think in a way that I normally don't have time to think about. And so I like that. So that I may go back when there is a topic that I would like to talk more, like for instance, in the future, I may talk about how to coexist, how to be friends, how to respect people who may not have the exact same political ideas, political beliefs, or even religion. Or some may not even have religion. Some may have religion that is different from yours. So those sort of things. And I know the American society is getting more and more polarized, where it's like, if you don't agree with me, and you know, I'm one of the victim of that too. I get annoyed sometimes when I just look at stickers of Bush, Cheney, you know, it's like, are you sure? Like you still leaving in Sarah Palin, what is it? The Sarah Palin sticker on the car. It's like, are you kidding me? You still have those on. So, you know, I'm guilty of that too. But she's dumb though. That's true. Even if we may disagree, yeah, she's dumb, I think. Which is really sad though. I mean, when she come out and talk about, and she's so desperate, I think. I don't know whether it's for fame or for power or for money. I'm not sure. She's sometimes a little sad. And the Miss America too. Oh, so sad. Like the whole sex tape thing. With her being all righteous and
talking, God's talking through me, and you know, I'm the messenger, and then masturbating and make a movie. Very smart, very godly.
And so, what was that? There's one other thing that I was going to say, and I forgot. Shit, I should have written down. I don't remember now. Whatever. There's something though. There's one other thing. Oh, I don't remember. Well, there's next time, right? There's always next time. So, ladies and gentle whores, this is how you can get in touch with me. You can email me at online@gmail.com. That's online@gmail.com, my email. You can also send me a message or comments on onlinepodcast.com, the website. You can also follow me on Twitter and actually interact with me during the week on Twitter, just like Greg B. did. Oh, I know what I was going to talk about. Yeah. Let me do just a short comment. Very interesting over at Nick Thomas Podcast. He is very infatuated with this young man of 18, 19 years old. And he thinks that he's in love. And I'm not being facetious. It's just very exciting and fascinating to be hearing that chapter of his life story. I don't know how things are going to turn out. He doesn't know how things are going to turn out. I have to catch up on the podcast. I'm just now catching up to where he said that he's in love. You know, he's in love with this young man that he hasn't met yet. So I don't know. If you ask me, it's a bit too fast. But who knows? I am not him. I am not them. I don't know what situation they're in. But he's definitely infatuated with this young man, and so that young man, I think, feels the same for him. So good for them. In the future, I would probably like to talk about relationship. Not so much relationship. Young age is a tender subject, right? Especially dating somebody who's in his 50s, older men. And no matter how mature, there will always be differences. But of course, they're both consenting adults, and they can do whatever they want. And So I'm excited and I am interested in listening more. And you can obviously hear that softness, the gentleness, the softness that came out from Nick Thomas' voice. The ones that I was hoping to get into when I interviewed him, when I talked to him on there, I was trying to ask him to picture when he finds that person, but he never wants to get into it. So I know that he's very sensitive, Nick Thomas, in that particular chapter of things, because I think he's very afraid to be hurt, which is a very huge undertaking for him this time, because going into a relationship with a 19-year-old, it's going to be interesting to see. But you never know, though. You know, I hate to be judgmental. You never know. It sounds tough with that huge age gap, but you never know. There's success stories have happened, and plus, like I said, a lovely relationship, no matter how long or short, is better than a long, draggy, horrible, unhealthy relationship. So hopefully they will have a very nice one, starting short, and then maybe be able to extend to however long they choose to sustain that relationship. But no matter what, as a podcaster and as a podcast listener, I'm definitely very fascinated and would like to hear more. Like, you hear the sweetness coming out of Nick Thomas that we haven't heard for a little bit until this person that brought that part of him out. So it's very sweet. So I am anxious to listen to that, and I just need to catch up because I haven't been catching up. Like I said, I was, you know, mostly focusing on my Lady Gaga. There you go. So once again, you can email me at online@gmail.com. You can follow me twitter.com/JohnOng. Very easy. You can go to onlinepodcast.com and leave me a message there in the comment area. You can call me actually 920-iPhone-1, 920-iPhone-1. And until next week, I hope you have a warm week ahead, unlike me. Bundle up. Be stylish, and don't forget to smile, ladies.